We say good morning to all our Sunday school students and beloved listeners on this Thanksgiving Sunday, 7th June 2026. We thank God for bringing us safely to the first Sunday in the month of June 2026 and the first Sunday school lesson in a new quarter. This audio recording is from the adult section of the Sunday School Department of RCCG Christ the Lord Parish, Admiralty Way, Lekki, Lagos. The audio recording can also be found on the church's website, www.rccgchristthelord.com. This morning, we are treating Lesson 40 in our adult school manual, and the title is Mordecai, the man who raised his cousin Esther after the death of her parents. What manner of man was he, and what can we learn and emulate from his nature and lifestyle? Last week was our third review week, and the department appreciates those students who sat for the exams and those who are not able to make it as well. Once again, we're studying the man Mordecai. Let us take the opening prayer together. Father, help me to learn from the life of Mordecai. In Jesus' name, amen. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Esther, chapter 6, verse 13. And I read, "And Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men, and Zeresh his wife, unto him, If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, that shall not prevail against him, but shall surely fall before him. Our enemies shall not prevail against us, but shall surely fall, in Jesus' name." The Bible passage for the lesson is taken from Esther chapter 6, from verse 1 to 5. After these things, did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedath, the Haggagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him, and all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, Why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spoke daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman, to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. So the biography of Mordecai and his lineage is documented in Esther chapter 2, verse 5 to 7, which says, Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jai, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Adasha, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. The essence of our lesson today is to learn and emulate the good virtues demonstrated by Mordecai. The scripture portrayed him as a loyal, wise, courageous, and kind Jewish man. He raised Esther, his cousin, and an orphan like his daughter. He stand for what is right, even in the face of adversity, and God justified him. We have two lesson outlines. Lesson outline one, titled, is character and an achievement. That is the character called Mordecai. Number one, kind-hearted and wise. As mentioned earlier, he raised Esther, who was an orphan, as his daughter. See Esther chapter 2, verse 7. He guided and counseled her through the process of her election as a queen-elect to becoming the substantive queen to King Xerxes Ahasuerus. Please read Esther chapter 2, verse 10. He advised her not to disclose her Jewish identity to avoid interest. Number two, courageous and principled, he refused to bow down to Haman, who had turned himself to a small god. This is recorded in Esther chapter 3, verse 2 to 5. While other king's servants were bowing and worshipping Haman, Mordecai stood his ground. Number three, a clever and loyal man, he acted swiftly and devised solution when the decree to destroy the Jews was made by advising Esther to rise up and save her people. Number four, humble. In Esther chapter 6, from verse 10 to 12, he did not get carried away by the royal honor he received, but returned to his post at the king's gate. Number five, risk taker. In Esther chapter 4, verse 13 to 14, after taking the risk of revealing the decree to annihilate the Jews to Esther, he encouraged her to save the Jews because she too may perish. Let us now consider his achievements, some of which are, number one, saving the life of the king by reporting the plot to assassinate the king. This is a demonstration of his loyalty to the throne. Number two, he counseled and monitored Esther in the palace until she became the queen, as can be seen in Esther chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. Number three, he was honored by King Ahasuerus for his loyalty. Number four, by wisdom, he amended an irreversible decree to save the Jewish nation from extinction, as recorded in Esther chapter 6, verse 7. Number five, he was given the position and the house of Haman, his great enemy. See Esther chapter 8, verse 1 to 2, which reads, "So the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman." That's the end of lesson outline one. We now move to lesson outline two, which is titled Lessons from Mordecai's Life. Lessons from Mordecai's Life. These are some of the lessons we can learn and emulate from the life of Mordecai. Number one, God expects believers to be principled and stand up for what is right, not minding the risk. Mordecai refused to bow and pay homage to Haman. However, he remained loyal to the throne. Number two, we must be loyal to God and others who deserve it. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful." Number three, quick thinking and resourcefulness help in difficult situations, as seen in Esther chapter 2, verse 21 to 23, when there was a plot to assassinate the king, Mordecai informed Esther, who in turn informed the king. He did not procrastinate. Number four, wisdom and bravery are essential in following God. We must do whatever is humanly achievable and acceptable to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, enjoins us, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." And number five, listening, advising others, and taking risk for the great good of all are qualities that lead to great reward. This is captured in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. We must not be selfish. That's the end of the lesson outlines. We have two class activities to discuss. Class activity one says the class should juxtapose Mordecai's loyalty to the throne and his refusal to obey the king's command to bow to Haman. That is, how do we justify or reconcile his conflicting positions? We must note that his loyalty is to God Almighty, and out of the fear of God, decided to save the king. But like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he refused to bow to a human being turned God. We can explore this further. Second class activity, mention other lessons from the life of Mordecai. We may consider his godly parenting skills. He did not take advantage of Esther's status as an orphan. He was God-fearing. Captivity did not make him lose his faith in himself, his leadership quality, and a patriot who loved his Jewish nation. The conclusion to the lesson states that we must remain steadfast in God, and your enemies will not prevail over you, in Jesus' name. Let us take the closing prayer and say, Dear Lord, irrespective of the hordes, help me to help holding godly principles. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening and continue rejoicing in the presence of the Lord.